Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right, it's Mitch Holthus time, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silver Sight Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silver Sight Eye Center. It is Kansas City, it is the Colts, but the Colts are better than people might think they are. Mitch Holthus, how good are these Colts?
They're very good and way better than you think they are. Now, we're going to do a couple things. One, if you're not focused this week, Dusty, you can turn in your Chiefs Kingdom decoder ring. Okay?
Yes, just sir.
Set it on the table, turn it into Roxanne Moratti, and go, okay, because everybody has to be focused this week. The other thing I'm going to do is start a new tradition here on these Fridays is I'm going to call up the Mac Morey Mid-Major. We're going to honor one mid-major beginning with M, just to do it and give it in honor of Mac Mid-Major Morey.
All right. Okay. Sweet, right? Mitch.
Okay. So this week, now Mac's going to try to guess it first, though.
Oh.
So, yes. So, Mac, you got a guess?
I'll go back.
What are the clues?
It just starts with an M and the mid-major. Clues? That's what I get?
Yeah. M and mid-major.
Okay. That narrows it down. I'll go back to the volunteer state. How about Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU?
You nailed it. Just
come
because
on.
I was good. Okay,
let's
you
go.
Got it.
No, we didn't.
Plus five. Plus five. Plus five if you know the nickname.
The Blue Raiders.
Yeah, okay, very good. So we're off to a good start or a bad start.
Let's go.
However you want to look at it. But anyway, yes, every week we'll have the Mac Morey Mid-Major. Beginning with M.
All right. Well,
so, yeah, no, they're very good. I can sit here. When I did the scuba dive into these guys, because here's, I think I had the opinion of most of America, because we don't see the Colts. Have you seen the Colts? Has anybody ever seen the Colts of 25?
No.
They're nowhere to be found. They just pop up on your phone with a score. And this stunned me. Point differential, they're the best in the league, plus 115. They're averaging 32.1 points a game, the best since Peyton Manning's Colts of 2004. They're the best in the league at almost 400 yards per game. They're averaging 3.2 points per drive. That's the second most of any team in 25 years. Best in first down productivity, least three and outs, third in red zone offense. It's on the fourth down, we talk about how good the Chiefs have been at 16 of 20. These guys are 17 of 21.
Mm.
I'm going, why have I – because you think, Daniel Jones, come on. Jonathan Taylor's really good, but, oh, it's, you know, poor schedule. And no, They're good. This is a legitimate AFC challenger that Chris Ballard has built.
Yeah, and it's scary coming in here, knowing what the Chiefs are up against in this really the first must-win game of the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid regular season era here in Kansas City with their backs against the wall. I mean, this is a big one for the Chiefs to go out there and rise to the occasion. Mitch, what are you feeling going into this game from a Chiefs perspective?
Well, can I fight you on the must win?
Yeah, sure.
I think there have been others.
Okay.
There have been others. This weekend, this very weekend, in 2019. Now, we know how 2019 ended.
Right.
But in 2019, lost three straight home games, including Houston, including the Colts, 19-13. Shady McCoy fumbles the screen going in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the last we ever saw Shady McCoy.
That was until he's running his mouth about everybody else. But anyway.
Yeah, whatever. But at that point, the Chiefs, we were going to Mexico this week, going to go to Mexico to play the Chargers, 6-4. At the time, the Chiefs had no more wiggle room to try to win the division, or it got a little iffy in trying to make the playoffs. Now, we don't look at it like now because of how the story ended, but it was close to being now one game behind. But that's one. Another one, 5-4 in 2021. The Chiefs have been here before. But let's just put it this way. The hole that's been dug, those instances were 3 feet deep. This is 4 feet deep. So, yes, it is it's now a series of one-game seasons, and you're playing a way better team than most of the Chiefs Kingdom thinks, or that I thought until I started scuba diving on these guys after the Kingdom show on Monday night.
So what do we have to do to be successful on Sunday from a defensive standpoint first against these guys?
Trust your eyes. These guys, now the Daniel Jones injury becomes interesting because that pops up late. And when you see it on the injury report, it's like now they've got these hash marks and parentheses. It's like some code from World War II. So, but it means that this was a late the designation was it's later in the week and didn't have it when the week began. All right. All that being said, you're thinking, man, you got to slow down Jonathan Taylor. Yeah, you do. Easier said than done. The dude has had 6 runs this year, clocked at 20 miles an hour or more. Here's your stat of the morning. Dusty, I like this one. Jonathan Taylor has more yards after contact than the entire rushing total of everybody in the NFL other than James Cook. I mean, the guy's a monster, but you've got to just slow him down. However, you're thinking you stop Jonathan Taylor, you stop the Colts. Now, for Riley Leonard's quarterbacking, that may be a good assumption. If it's on Daniel Jones, even on a bad calf, you got other issues. Tyler Warren has changed this team. I loved him coming out of the draft out of Penn State. He's a baby Kelsey. Same with Brock Bowers. Same cat. Runs every route. Now, Alec Pierce, the most yards per catch in the NFL, 2 years in a row. Michael Pittman Jr., go routes. If you blitz him, well, then you got a one-on-one, and many times they'll just get a go route, and these guys are very good go route receivers. So there's a lot here on the plate for the Chiefs to defend. But I would say trust your eyes, because don't get tricked in play action. You've got to play your job, but you also have to understand that there's a lot on every play. You're playing the Bills. You've got to treat this like you're playing the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, without a running quarterback like Josh Allen. But as far as the run game and the run game helping the pass game, it is the same discipline you have to have if you're playing the Bills or the Ravens when they're in a flow.
Mitch, you had mentioned something about Chris Ballard, and maybe we can go back to 2019 and something that he had yelled out, but what he has done to that franchise is completely turned that thing around.
Yeah, and he got hit with the luck deal, the bad luck, because he thought he had his quarterback. And so what he did, he started with the trenches. And I'll just tell you what he said in 2019. They upset us 19-13 in the Shady McCoy disappearing fumble game. But I heard him yell down the hallway. He said, you know, kind of waves and like, hey, you know, good game. And then he turns and we're getting ready to do field pass with Matt McMullen. I don't know if Matt heard this. No, it would have been B.J. Kissel at the time. But it's all about the trenches. He's just screaming at the top of it because he knows he's out of the public view.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the trenches. And that's what he did, and he has. When you go get Quentin Nelson in the draft, Braden Smith, the Olathe South Falcon, their right tackle, they drafted him. And they put in two younger offensive linemen now. It's always a priority for him. And then up front defensively, the injuries have affected them somewhat, but they still have some dudes up there because they don't have DeForest Buckner, but Grover Stewart's way underrated. You've got Adewore, who's from North Kansas City Hornet, former Northwestern Wildcat. So it's been the front on the offensive and defensive lines from day one. He's wanted to build a physical team. The other thing that he has done, though, that's a little less apparent is he has built speed throughout his roster. Dave Tobe will tell you this is maybe the fastest special teams unit in the league, and he thinks one of the top, or if not the top, one, two, or three special teams unit overall. And that's Chris Ballard building this roster. He just lost Andrew Luck. He's been trying to find a quarterback ever since. Resurrection of Daniel Jones. But this is a legitimate AFC team, not just some cute 2025 story. Oh, look, they had a bad schedule.
You mentioned the special teams and Dave Tobe, and they've been kind of not so great this year from a coverage standpoint. Kicking can't find the landing zone and all that kind of stuff. How are the special teams going to have to impact this game on Sunday?
Well, they just can't neutralize. They've got to win. They can't tie. This can't be a one draw like Sporting or the Current. This has got to be a win, and it's in all four phases. They've not had the explosive return yet. Think of Remigio's 63-yard kickoff return against Houston in the playoffs. Think about his 41-yard kickoff return, punt return against Buffalo. That we haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID, and we nearly blocked the punt last week. I mean, Jack Cochran wins that game if he blocks the punt, and then Crankshaw, whatever his name is, gets a 57-yarder out of it. It's a 32nd of an inch from being blocked, and you think, well, maybe it's a 35-yard punt. No, it's 57. Big play in the game. But the Chiefs are also near the top in holding penalties on special teams or blocks in the back. And so that just kills you in field position. In these series of one-game seasons, you've got to flip that script, and you can't tie. You've got to win, and you've got to win in all four phases. And that means no PATs blocked, no kicks outside the landing zone, don't get the ball at the 40. There's just been a lot of this throughout the season, and that's not normally the Chiefs. Usually we're at the top of almost every special teams category. So you got time to fix it, time to reclimate it. Now you got young guys. You got Bassa, you got Cooper McDonald, which are mainstays on the special team that are rookies, Noel Williams, Keith Knowles. These guys have all got to be better. And they're the linchpins of this team.
Mitch, you sat down with Kareem Hunt about what his role is, and this was the audio.
You know, it's a big role. You know, it's something that, you know, they got to have trust in you to do that. So I feel like they put trust in me to be able to, you know, take on that role. So I'm going to find a way to make it happen.
Isaiah Pacheco back at practice with the knee brace on the knee. Kareem Hunt been the guy that the hell with the tush push. You got the Kareem push. Is that what you're kind of referencing in that situation?
Dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have in your life? I know Mac Morey's got several. You need some dirty job done, right? They'll always do it. They'll do it better than you wanted them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're that guy. That's Kareem Hunt. 11 times he's had third and one. The most, tied for the most with Josh Jacobs of any in the league. He's made it 9 times, the best of anybody in the league. Next, Josh Jacobs, but he has 7. The point here is that Kareem Hunt will do the dirty work, and I think we got to let him do a little more dirty work.
Yep.
Whether depending on down and distance or, but the guy has been an absolute just machine, and we got to use that machine. If this thing's going to turn starting Sunday, Kareem Hunt will be a bigger part of that you think, and that's not winning your fantasy league for busting a $150 and 4 tutties. It's not that. It's, okay, we got to get this grimy stuff done right here to keep this drive going, or we need a touchdown here, not a field goal. We're going to dial up Kareem Hunt and let him eat.
And Mitch Holtis, that is, to me, the biggest elephant in the room from the entire week. We've heard the word predictability thrown around by many people this week regarding the Chiefs, both offensively and defensively. Mitchell Schwartz showed the video of the linebackers retreating, not respecting the run on the first play of the game with the RPO. Will Andy Reid allow this offense to get under center and run the ball? Because when they do, they're one of the most effective teams in the NFL.
Well, what's the first part of RPO?
Yeah, but it's like I always tell my on the air, I was saying I get my kids two choices, take out the trash or eat this piece of cake. You know what they're going to do every single time. So eventually you just have to say, please just take out the trash. There's no cake involved.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you also can do an RPO and run the ball.
Yes.
And so on Schwartz's example, I think what he's saying is give it on the run.
Yeah,
because the linebacker is turning his hips and bailing out, thinking, oh, it's an RPO. Pat's going to throw it. And Pat can run it, too. You don't want him. It's not just a scramble. He can run slide for four. 4 yards now from here on in till death do us part is going to be a big play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, these games are going to be slight, tough, good opponents, no negative plays. And you don't get any negative plays with Kareem Hunt. So if you've got an RPO opportunity, and whether that's Pat running it or your run handoff, then go ahead and do it or try it, you know, or just read it. So, and then the predictability thing is something the Chiefs study all the time. Now, I think the predictability is on personnel. And so they're thinking, okay, Breshard Smith, then it's going to be a pass. Breshard Smith can run the ball. Now, we know he's a transformed wide receiver, but he can run inside the tackle. So they got plays to run inside the tackle. So I just think you'll see it different. I think that there'll be, and trying to get back into the flow, because nobody was saying all this in weeks 4 through 8. But 3rd and 1 at your own 19 in the back-to-back possession at the end of the second quarter with your double-dip opportunity, mm-hmm. which we didn't get done again. In fact, it was 0 points second quarter and an interception third.
Right.
And 3rd and 2 at your own 19, pick those up. Just start all over. Reboot. Turn the computer off. Turn it back on, and then let it rip. But that's going to be a big part of from here on.
And that's why I say with the RPOs, I treat it like my kid. Either take out the trash or eat this piece of cake. They're going to go to the cake. That's like Mahomes. You're giving him the option. We all know he's not using the R option most of the time, right? He wants to throw that football. So you take that option away from him and say, we're just doing the R's on this play, you know?
Yeah, or you could still do the RPO. I think the RPO is an effective play for Pat. And just say, hey, if it's there, give it to Kareem. Let's let him... let him go, or Breshard, or Pacheco, or whomever's in there. So I wouldn't take away the RPO completely. Just make sure you don't forget the first letter of the RPO.
Yeah, and I also think getting 87 involved is big this week. Man, he was a beast on Sunday. I'm loving every minute of Travis Kelce so far this season. It's been great.
Well, he's seeing that. I mean, he knows the urgency. He's been around enough. And his play to give us the lead was gigantic. I thought at that point, okay, if we're missing the PAT or having it blocked, was the exact situation of Super Bowl 57 against San Francisco when the Chiefs did it, when Chanel blocked that. Instead of a 4-point differential, it's 3, which changes everything. Play calling, mood, psychology. And so when that PAT got blocked, the fact that they've got Lutz and they know, hey, we don't have to get that close. We can just tie it with a bombing field goal, which they did. But if you go up 4, you change Denver's mentality completely. But Kelce made such an awesome play in there. It's just that it's just tightening everything up. Although no more drops. No more drops by anybody. It's almost like you got to get in playoff mode right now.
Mitch, I want to ask you this because I think they need to go back to what I've called all week, less being more. You don't need to do too much. I know the whole thing of everybody's going to eat is out there and all that sort of stuff, but I think this team can get back to what they normally look like if they just go with the mantra of less is more.
Well, and understanding that the importance of every play now and the importance of every drive now and what that means, and I'm not worried about everybody eating. I'm worried about everybody doing what they're supposed to do under that umbrella. of, hey, we got to, this is, we got to get every drive, man. We got to maximize everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, Mitch, this game, they're going to run play action. You mentioned that earlier. I really look at this game as I'm concerned with Tyler Warren. I'm concerned with Pierce, and I'm concerned with Jonathan Taylor, because the last time we played a team that had a very dominant running back in Saquon Barkley was a Super Bowl, and it was almost, I don't want to say they forgot that Jalen Hurts still plays quarterback, but I don't want to see that sort of same recipe against the Colts, where I know Daniel Jones is banged up, but Daniel Jones has done this year. He has thrown the ball. He has made plays with his arm. He does have, you know, passing yards on his resume this year. Is that something that could get lost in the fold here in this game?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Trust your eyes. You've got to take more into account than just Jonathan Taylor. Although you've got to somehow can't let Jonathan Taylor do what he did against the Falcons, which is 286 scrimmage yards and three touchdowns, which has only been done by three humans in the history of the National Football League. And like one of those was like Spider McCracken at a Staten Island Ferries or whatever. So, I mean, Ferry, F-E-R-R-I.
I got you. Yes.
You take the Staten Island Ferry.
My Jen had to take that. That's how they started the New York City Marathon. You board the Staten Island Ferry in Lower Manhattan. You take the ferry to Staten Island. You run 2 miles up the air over a bridge, and that's how you start the New York City Marathon with everybody packed on a ferry boat.
Well, how do you get back? Do you run on the boat?
No, you run from Staten Island across the Verrazano Narrows Bridge into, you know, Brooklyn and Queens, and you kind of just loop your way around. Yeah. You're running over these bridges the entire, so you don't have to get back on the boat to get back. No,
I got you. Well, it seriously, but it was 286 and three touchdowns. Like, it was, nobody does this. So you got to somehow just slow it down. You can't let him run roughshod and go 20 miles an hour but you also have to understand there's a lot more to account for. You talk about the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I don't have to go that far back to the Bills, where you got the three tight ends equaling 150 and Dalton Kincaid looking like Kelsey with 100,000 yards. So you can't get so downhill where the Tyler Warren's running free. And Tyler Warren now is a factor. So you got to handle all that. That's why there's a lot on Spags' plate and a lot on every defender's plate. But you've got to trust your eyes, and you can't get caught trying to peek or guess, or that the Colts are good enough that they will make you pay for that. Defensively, we haven't mentioned the Colts at all. They're just feisty. They've got 14 takeaways. This is an opportunistic kind of poke the ball out kind of team. This is why they're underrated. Nobody talks about these guys. Kwity Paye. Is a good pass rusher. They've just, I think Zaire Franklin is one of the more underrated players in the entire league. He's a Nick Bolton type. He's everywhere. He does everything. He forces fumbles. He gets 1,000 tackles. And then you pick up Sauce Gardner. Yes, a very expensive trade, but that should have tipped us all off in the fact that the Colts feel like they got a shot, more of a shot than anybody's given credit. For Ballard to do that trade and to be that expensive, he's going for it now. And maybe it's the new daughter owner who took over after Jim Irsay passed, and everybody's got a sense of urgency there. But when they made the Gardner trade, you're thinking, do they think they're that close? Well, after studying them, I see what Chris Ballard knows. They got a shot. And so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wes Gardner gives them a big step forward.
All right, Mitch, we appreciate it. Big game on Sunday. Have a good call at noon, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Well, no, we won't. We'll talk to you a week from today, this Friday. Yeah. So have a good Thanksgiving with yours truly and your family, and take care.
Made it too easy on Mac Morey because I know he's a Tennessee dude, but he did get the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders right. But get ready for the next one, Mac. It won't be as easy.
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, Mitch, take care, brother.
All Marshall. Right,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.